What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia's blue-collar workers union is on strike, so thousands of city employees are off the job. The strike is affecting a number of city services. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from one of the picket lines in front of police headquarters.
911 dispatchers are among the striking workers, and many held up signs, chanted, and got drivers on Broad Street to honk their horns in support. As part of the city's contingency plan, police say a number of officers who have been training will move into the dispatch center, so 911 is available. Trash and recycling, though, that's a different story. There will be no pickup as long as the strike is going on. Philly residents will have to take their trash to one of 63 drop-off sites. And Mayor Parker says if the strike drags on,
and more capacity is needed, we will be expanding to additional locations.
The city says there may be slowdowns as well in public health, water, and street department services, and only 24 city pools will be open. 4th of July celebrations are coming up, and the city maintains there will be no impact. And when it comes to the contract talks, it's all about the dollars and cents. The city says the workers would get a fair raise in a new deal, but DC 33 President Greg Boulware says they're just getting by now, and they need more.
We got people that work and repair the water mains and can't afford their water bill.
At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A pickup truck struck a freight train at Lansdale Station in Montgomery County early this morning. Inbound service on SEPTA's Lansdale-Doylestown line was suspended during the morning rush. Outbound service only ran to Glenside. Police say the crash happened around 3 a.m. at Broad and Main Streets in Lansdale. The two people in the truck were taken to the hospital for their injuries. Lansdale's police chief says one of the train's wheels went off the track, but it's not a derailment. SEPTA and county detectives are investigating the crash, and the NTSB is expected to be involved as well. While the deadline for Pennsylvania lawmakers to pass a budget has come and gone, New Jersey lawmakers have approved a record-setting spending package that contains higher taxes on gambling, smoking, and high-end real estate. It also includes property tax relief and more money for schools and pensions. The $59 billion budget includes $700 million in additional spending over what Governor Murphy initially asked for. All Democrats voted yes, and most Republicans called foul. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
The final budget came in at more than $700 million more than Governor Phil Murphy proposed earlier this year. Some of the additional money will go towards community colleges. While Democrats overwhelmingly supported the budget, Republicans say the process was flawed as the final bill wasn't voted out of committee until almost midnight on Friday. Senate Minority Leader Anthony Bucco says there's no accountability or transparency here.
The consequences of unchecked power and one-party Democrat rule are all around us. But it didn't have to be this way.
Democratic Senator and Budget Chair Paul Sarlo dismissed the transparency concerns, saying everybody had the whole weekend to take a look at the budget.
I believe, in all the years we've been doing this, we did the best we could in a very, very transparent manner.
Sarlo says this maintains a surplus of $6.7 billion, brings the structural deficit down to $1.5 billion, which is the lowest in years, he says, and it also fully funds state pensions, schools, and continues property tax relief programs. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
As of today, the Philly Pops officially have their name back. It comes just in time for the orchestra to perform a free concert on Independence Mall on Thursday. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The original Philly Pops ran for 43 seasons until financial woes caused the orchestra to cease operations in 2023. The No Name Pops was formed by musicians in the same year. The Philly Pops name is back after the estate of music director emeritus Peter Nero gifted the name to the group. Matt Coville is the executive director of the Pops.
When his family saw the respect that we had for him, for the community, and for the musicians, they gifted us the name in kind in perpetuity.
As part of Welcome America festivities, the Philly Pops will perform for the first time under the reclaimed name on Thursday along Independence Mall at 7 p.m. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.